com. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Again, that number, 888-999-6370 or utahsfinancialplanner.com.
Warning, this show is not for sensitive snowflakes. We enjoy the right to offend each other. It's part of this free speech thing that we fought so hard to get. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Doesn't seem like you have any of the necessary skills required for this job. You majored in liberal arts, which, quite frankly, sounds like something made up. Why do you think I should hire you as the director of our biochemical engineering department?
Because I identify as a biochemical engineer.
So, you're not actually...
I'm occupational fluid. That means I qualify for any position.
I qualify for any position. You better hire me.
Which reminds me.
Yes.
I can't be here Thursday.
Oh, no.
I'm going to the hospital to be a doctor on Thursday. I'm going to do a kidney transplant.
Oh, well.
I'm identifying Thursday, as a doctor.
I'm identifying as a supermodel. I'll probably go on all weekend in a photo shoot.
Well, that's
down in the Bahamas.
That's not fair because it's possible.
Ding, ding, ding. Chicken dinner. Chicken dinner for the winner right there. Yeah. You know, I never agree. By the way, welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Last hour on a Tuesday. I never agree usually with Julia Roberts because she's super liberal. But let me say that she made a comment on that whole college thing. You know, where all these people are paying millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Big college scandal, right? And it goes much deeper, I guess. I mean, that thing is a pretty deep vat of disgust.
Yeah, going to get
real deep vat. But she said, that's kind of sad that they would do that because she said it means that they don't believe in their kids. They don't think their kids are much in order to have to do that over a span of 4 years to get your kid into a particular college.
So now picture yourself as a 17-year-old kid who finally comes to the realization that your parents think you were a waste.
So they had to invent you.
Yeah.
They had to invent a whole life for you.
No wonder the teen suicide rate is going up.
Yeah. Can you believe this?
No, I can't. I can't.
And these are the same women marching, Felicity, marching in the parades for equality. Wow. Yeah.
Don't do anything to help them improve during their entire lifetime.
And don't tell them that they get what they get because of what they actually put time and energy into. Right?
Let's not do that.
Put time and energy into the lie.
Yeah.
Perfect. That's perfect parenting. And it really is bad parenting. It's bad parenting is what that is.
And then when you get caught, kill yourself.
Well, I mean, isn't it amazing that there are people out there actually defending that and saying that, well, if they had the means.
What's wrong
with think
it?
It's sad because it's awful parenting and because, and we did just a blip on it last week because I didn't want to spend a ton of time because that's where they wanted us to go in the headlines.
Right.
But I just thought, I'm right there with Julia Roberts in thinking those same thoughts over last weekend. How sad. How sad that they just thought their kids were nothing.
Well, if you have the means, then what you do is you tell your kid, look, I'm going to be able to afford the tuition for you to go to Harvard if you bust your behind and qualify for that.
Yeah.
You don't say, I haven't the means to forge you in.
But that would be a good parent.
Yeah.
That's what a good parent does. Jeez. I know. I feel the same way all of you do. I think that looking at that whole scenario, I think the fact that it took the headlines for a week, a little lopsided. I think other things should have taken the headlines, and they're going to pay the price for what they did. Their careers are kind of tanked, which, you know, that's the fallout for the decisions they made and the consequence. Deal with it. But the whole thing is just kind of sad.
But finally, the New Zealand thing happened and took our minds off of it.
Can you believe this? I know. And the Ethiopian crash? No bodies. That was a very interesting crash. Maybe I'll talk more about that on Friday. But a pile of clothing, no bodies. Very interesting that nobody's even asking questions about that. There was a lot of things this week that were kind of interesting. The one thing that we did want to talk about, too, is what's going on. Why aren't we deporting illegal aliens who have already had deportation papers? Why are we holding a million people? I don't know.
No good reason?
No good reason? Yeah. There are about 1.1 million. I don't know that there's an actual reason. It's surprising.
Well,
what are we doing?
We don't deport them when they get out of jail, when they get out of prison. I don't know where the problem is.
I don't either, but it's so interesting how this conversation about immigrants has landed where it's landed. You know, to fight for the lunatic conversation that people are having over whether or not are we nice enough and kind enough, instead of, is this like legal? I mean, is this, should you be able to walk into a country? Well, a lot of libertarians will tell you you should be. You should be able to walk into a country, stake a claim, and you're there, and it doesn't matter, right? The boundaries don't matter.
Except there's not one country like that.
Well, except when you live on the border, then whose laws do you want to have to pertain to you? Mm-hmm. Because at some point, there's a start and a stop. And so it's been sort of interesting the way that the conversation has truly changed in America, or how the media has really gauged it to change. Because now you're defending whether you're a nice person instead of talking about what our laws in coming in and going through the vetting process. It is interesting, the conversation, I think.
I think it happened because, once again, we're not taught history.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you knew the history of immigration and Ellis Island and the way people were quarantined and held on Ellis Island and made to prove that they could stand on their own without being a drain on the public in any way.
That they weren't going to bring their socialism with them.
That there were lots of rules they had to follow before they were let into the United States of America. And to just say, oh, well, you got a foot in the door. Here you go.
Yeah.
Have it all.
There's no such thing as borders.
No. And the other countries are laughing at us.
Yeah.
Over this, because they don't allow that.
Well, the Supreme Court today handed down the victory to the Trump administration battle to clamp down illegal immigration by making it easier to detain immigrants with criminal records. Well, shouldn't that just be a no-brainer? Shouldn't that be a criminal tries to get into the country, you deport them? I can't believe that actually had to go to the Supreme Court. Pretty amazing when you think about it.
But it did, because what they said was, even with a criminal record, if they step foot in the United States and ask for asylum, then they have a right to a hearing. No, if you have a criminal record,
you don't have a right to a hearing. Yeah.
We don't want you.
Yeah.
Period. We don't even want our own criminals. We don't want you.
You got that right.
And that's not the same as saying we don't want to help someone. We don't want good people to be able to immigrate to this country. There's two different things going on.
Yeah, I know.
But they make it all one.
But that's how far the conversation's gone is that there are people out there that really wanted to see the Supreme Court rule on this. It's very interesting to me that we're in a place where this is debatable. It's like, this is debatable? I mean, you have a known criminal in another country come over, and you're debating whether to have him stay? For what? So that you can pay for him in our prisons? Or you can just let him roam? Or what, live next door to you? Because I'm not quite sure. I'm not quite sure what the debate is.
That's exactly what I was just going to say. You take these same people that say it's okay, that we should let them in, and then say to those same people, how about if we let a pedophile move into your neighborhood? Well, No, not that.
They can live in another county.
Yeah.
It's always somewhere else. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
I just wanted to add the two cents of the what they actually think thing with this whole, well, we need to see what the Supreme Court says, because you and I, and and we don't have a bleeding heart.
Right.
We don't care.
Right. You don't care about that criminal.
We don't care for these people that have committed a crime in another country, yeah. possibly murder, and we don't want them to be here. That means we don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You're caring.
That's the nutso insanity of what these people actually think. It is crazy.
Well, it helps fuel the argument when they call you a hater and a bigot. Because
yeah.
then you don't care. You're also full of hatred and you're a bigot. So there you go. I mean, you have to have something.
Exactly.
Yep.
Thank you. I love it. Thanks. Thanks for the call.
And when they call you a hater and a bigot,
yeah.
we have too many people that run and hide then.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of standing up and defending themselves and saying no.
Yeah.
It's insane to allow a criminal into the country.
Yeah.
And I'm not a bigot for that.
Yeah. But we have to call this a victory. We have to call this a victory that we made it easier to get the criminal out of the country that isn't a citizen.
No, we didn't call it a victory. Well, we called it a victory for Trump.
Ah, yeah.
There's
yeah,
a difference.
Yeah.
A victory yeah. for Trump.
Yeah.
That bigot, racist, no good, lousy, rotten, nastiest president
exactly,
we've ever had.
That's exactly how they coin it. Yeah. I know. When the conversation is skewed so heavily, it is really hard because you feel like you're literally batting your head against a tree stump. We're at that point now because the conversation's gone off the rails, jumped the shark. We are debating whether to put a criminal out easier or not. That's yeah. I don't know.
And
what we've
to make it worse, it is actually a small minority that has created this.
Yeah.
They are not a majority, these people, by any means, but boy, they're loud.
And let me just say this of your Supreme Court. The decision was 5-4.
Yeah. There you go.
Four went, I think we should keep the criminal a little longer, can't we?
And the liberals on the court turned to each other and said, how big is your wall around your home? Can we let these guys in?
Oh, my gosh. Four said, yeah, let's keep them. That's where we're at. That's the craziness. I know you're shaking your head. You have to be. If you're not, you are not awake. You are comatose. You are in an actual coma right now. if you're not just completely taken aback by that. I know. I am too. I'm going to take your calls when we come back because there's so much outrage over this that I can't even express. And it isn't because we're a mean people. It's because we have criminals here that I do not want to have to meet. There are criminals from there that I don't want to have to come in contact with. And I can't imagine that this is an issue. They're not even a citizen. Oh, don't even get me started on this one. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. More with Uncle Mel too when we return.
Lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
When I was young, it seemed that life was so wonderful. A miracle. Oh, it was beautiful, magical. And all the birds in the trees, they'd be singing so happily. Oh, joyfully. Oh, playfully, watching me. But then they sent me.
Were you taught how to be sensible?
I think I was, actually.
That's good. So was I. I think we take it for granted. I'm not kidding. Here in America now. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Glad that you're listening in today. I've got Uncle Melty with me.
Hey.
I'm feeling the same way. This, if I have to read one more time that it's a victory for President Trump, you mentioned this in the last segment of the show. It's true that every time that this is something in regard to the American people, it is segued into, well, only President Trump wanted this, and so it's President Trump's
right.
only his victory, not a victory for the American people. They can't ever pose it like
who
that.
Who, by a vast majority, have said they want
yes.
this.
Yes, and by the way, I'm actually looking at Fox News right now. I'm looking at an article on Fox News saying that. So just let that lie for just a moment. But you were saying something kind of interesting about the justices themselves.
Yeah,
because
okay.
four...
Breyer, Ginsburg, Kagan, and Sotomayor dissented on this opinion.
Of course they did.
Well, this opinion, to me, when I look at it, it's just common sense. Well, if you know that an immigrant is a convicted criminal or a wanted criminal in your neighboring country, you don't want to admit them. That's how we used to escape justice in this country. We used to go run to Mexico.
Yes, you're right.
So we know that. If these justices can actually dissent from that opinion, then they are not judges. They are politicians.
Amen. Yeah, amen. You're right.
You're 100%
right. It's
just common sense.
Well, and they've been politician-y a lot.
Yeah.
That's the sad, unfortunate part is we were reviewing this, and it was very interesting because this is our conservative news, you guys. Supposed to be, anyway. And this is how they sort of taint it, right? Instead of saying what's real, they just go along with the CNN byline on the undercurrent so that you're not noticing it as much. But what's interesting is they're saying that we are violating due process. Now, wait a minute. These are people that aren't a citizen of our country. How are they afforded due process here? They're not a citizen here, right? And so when they come here and they claim asylum, or they try to, because this was about a victory for the American people, that criminals that come here get deported quickly, okay?
Yeah.
So they're claiming asylum, even though they're a criminal. Are they claiming asylum so they don't have to go to prison in their own country?
Of course.
Of course. So we're actually debating, and it was... very close, 5-4 on the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court, which they call themselves the law of the land, the top pillar of law in this society, actually was a very close vote on whether or not a non-citizen of this country, a known criminal with a criminal background, is being afforded their due process. I could get on the bench and do a better job than these folks. I can't believe this.
Grandson could get on the bench and do a better job.
I believe that. I do. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Just curious, how did our newest justice, who was just recently elected, how did he vote on this?
His opinion was in favor.
Yeah, in favor of getting rid of these criminals quickly. But it was the four liberal judges that said, we want to keep them. I mean, and give them due process, even though they're not a citizen. It's pretty amazing.
That's silly.
Yeah, thank you. I know. Yeah. I think it is, too. Thank you. Yeah.
But Roberts voted with the majority, and there was a chance that he wouldn't have.
Well,
you know,
he's
you never know.
So
with
many
him.
Times that I don't ever count on him for a conservative vote. And isn't that really sad? That, I mean, it's not even a conservative vote; it's an American vote. I mean, it's just being an American, for Pete's sake.
I did read an article not long ago though that said that his Roberts' votes have been more conservative now that he has some support.
Yeah, which means he just has no integrity unless somebody's around him telling him that
he's backup,
reminding
he's
him.
Okay.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Yeah.
So I know it should have been a 9-0 decision.
Of course,
that is being an American. So look at our politicians that are running for office, and then look at the Supreme Court. You know, there are so many issues within the courts. There are so many issues decided by the courts that are so nightmarish that you wonder if these people know the law. I question daily, right?
I don't even question if they know the law. I question if they know common sense.
Right.
I mean, they don't even have common sense. Forget about the law. And imagine, it would have been a tied vote if they'd admit Ginsburg is dead. Nobody's seen her, by the way.
No, only pictures from before December.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that it is kind of curious. They won't show any recent photos. Nothing. They'd probably do good by now just to put her up in, and put a newspaper next to her so that we can all kind of ver- because there hasn't
I'd like
been
to see that.
There hasn't been one photo.
Proof of life.
Only a couple of people that have said they've seen her. That's it. That's all. Anyway, I won't go there.
Yeah,
it's
that's
conspiratorial.
A little...
I know.
But here's another, no, this didn't happen here, but this happened in Germany. But this is another case of courts doing crazy stuff. A man and a woman put some embryos into, they froze them to use later.
Okay.
In the meantime, they got divorced. The woman went to the place that had the fertilized eggs and forged her husband's name twice after the divorce to be implanted.
Okay, so they had agreed that they had to be married and both had to sign off on this in order to use in order to use these.
And so she forged his name and twice had a fertilized embryo implanted to give birth, which was successful the second time, not the first time. The husband... She went after him for child support. The husband fought it in court.
Sure.
And
she forged
court,
his name.
The court ruled, even knowing that she forged his name, that the agreement was we wouldn't use these if we weren't together, the court ruled that her right to have a baby overrode his right to not want to be a father. And he must pay child support. Knowing all those facts, they still ruled for child.
But the baby wasn't even in play. The baby wasn't even, wasn't anything. Because when they made this agreement, it was you had to go take this out and you had to implant it. And she had to forge a signature to do it.
Yes.
And the judge,
twice.
The judge voted him in basic like servitude to her for 18 years.
Exactly. Or however long it is in Germany. But here's the issue. Why would a government official, which is what these judges are anymore, make that kind of a ruling? Because it's that much less the state has to support that child. So no, let's make the
let's make the
biological donator pay so that the state doesn't have to support the child.
Wow.
That's what happened. And that will start happening here at some point.
Yeah, there's so many horrifying decisions. Joe Robertson, the one that we had a we talked about this case a lot on the air, he passed away. He passed away this week. He was the one that was sent to prison by a judge for having a small pond. A small pond. The EPA went up against him, and we didn't want this pond. And it's a pretty convoluted story. But the fact is it was his property. It was property rights, and they violated it, sent him to prison. Then he ended up in a halfway house. What was it? 2 years down the road, they fought and fought and fought, and he passed away sadly after he got out. Heart goes out to the family for that. It was another case like this where you go. A judge actually sat there, looked at this person, and said, "I'm just screwing you right now. Yeah. You're done. Sorry." And people think because a judge does it that they somehow must use total logic and common sense, and they're right. Four judges sat there with a straight face and said, "The non-citizen's due process is important. Can we keep the criminal from another country? Can we keep the criminal?" Shouldn't you be taken off the bench? Wouldn't you say that that is exceeding good behavior? Not exceeding, but not meeting good behavior?
It's bad behavior.
It is bad behavior. They are not on for life.
No.
It's only on good behavior.
And some lawyer somewhere could start a suit saying that that's bad behavior and we want these people off the bench.
Right. Something. I don't know how to do it.
I think
that
Congress has
to actually go by the Constitution itself. But yes,
but
I mean, it's
one of our four or five liberal or conservative congressmen could start that.
Yeah.
I don't,
we only have like three to choose from.
I thought there was four.
That are actually worth their salt. But
that's
yes,
what it would take.
The pond is small. Yeah.
Congress could say, we think this is bad behavior and start a hearing to get them off the bench. I don't see it being done.
Because the vote is so un-American that how could anyone sit there and say, I'm an American citizen, but I really want a criminal from another country to come in my Yeah.
No thinking person believes that.
No, they are politicians. They have been for quite a long time.
Yeah.
And what we're not understanding is, I think, the playbook. And the playbook is, if they said long enough and hard enough that they get the appointment for life, that the American people would believe it.
And
we
they
have.
Do.
We've absolutely believed that on some level, that they get to stay. Like Ginsburg. When Ginsburg first got cancer, she actually should have been taken off the bench.
She's not.
It would have done our liberty a lot of favors. But yeah, she should have been taken off.
Well, not only that, but she did. I mean, she's reached an age where she's not capable.
Right.
When you fall, if you fall asleep on the bench in the middle of a hearing,
yeah,
then you don't belong on the bench right. anymore.
Right. I agree.
And she has done that.
I agree. These are the same people, by the way, that think that you all should just end your life at 75, but at 85 she can be.
Yeah.
But it's at 85 she can be in her job until
sure.
she dies. Isn't that amazing? It's the same hypocrisy. It's the same craziness. And we, for some reason, I don't know if we realize that we can get them out.
The power of us, we
can do that.
And all it would take would mm-hmm. be to everybody start writing mm-hmm. their representatives right. and say, look, we want you to start a hearing to impeach these people on the bench.
And they have numerous votes for bad behavior
yes.
against the Constitution itself.
It
I can't
even,
imagine
this,
that this would
this
be hard.
This is not the first time, that's for sure.
Right. Well, I can't believe it was 5-4. I know. I know you're probably shaking your head, too, out there. When we come back, Pelosi went... Pelosi. Every time she talks, it's like nails on a chalkboard. She would very much... and she knows that even her own caucus doesn't agree with her. But she would very much like to change the voting age to 16. 16.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see
yeah,
that.
Yeah, 16-year-olds. You go look at us. I have a 16-year-old, and he's awesome. But you know what? I don't want him voting. But you can weigh in on that when we come back. And he was even sent in my own state. He was actually sent a ballot by mistake. Isn't that crazy? A lot of people were double-dipping. That happens a lot because it goes out via driver's license now. They're scraping the bottom of the they're really scraping the I shouldn't say bottom of the barrel because they're good kids, but they're really scraping for votes. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. They done gone nuts. There are people there are some serious nut jobs out there in politics mm-hmm. and the courts. You have to wonder. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Nancy Pelosi. Let me just play this little clip for you. This is Nancy trying to articulate why a 16-year-old should vote. The preceding 30 seconds where she couldn't identify the reason, I won't play that. But I'll get down to where she actually started talking about it after 20 seconds. Here you go.
I myself, personally, I'm not speaking for my caucus. I myself have always been for lowering the voting age to 16. I think it's really important to capture kids when they're in high school, when they're interested in all of this, when they're learning about government, uh-huh. to be able to vote. That is not necessary. You know, in other words, some of the priorities in this bill uh-huh. are that transparency and openness and accessibility
right.
and the
yeah.
rest.
Right, right.
That's a subject of debate.
Like the money she gets from Chavez? Or, I guess we're mm-hmm. supposed to talk about that. Okay. So here's the deal. So she thinks 16-year-olds, that's part of this bill that they're trying to shove through, which is so funny to me because I think back when I was 16, I was such a numbnut. Let me just say this. I was down at the beach, right? I lived close to the beach growing up, and I was in my 69 Riviera. Okay. That thing was a muscle car. Okay. I'm in my 69 Riviera and we're packed in the front seat. Okay. Cause it's one bench. It's a one bench yeah. with an AM radio. Okay. Quite roomy. So I'm there and some cute boys across the street were kind of flirting with us. And we had just spent the day at the beach. We were getting ready to go. And I had opened my door and between me and my door, there was a meter. So what do? I'm looking over at him. We're kind of flirting, right? My friends and I. And I punch it in reverse with the door open. It hits the meter. It goes up against the engine of my car, and we couldn't get it off. The boys come over, they take the door, and they wedge it into place. We had to play Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh my.
Okay, in my car forevermore. That was me at 16, and they're telling kids at 16 that they would like them to vote. Vote, no less. I'm kind of appalled.
Yeah.
You
want to hear mine?
Okay.
I actually registered to vote.
You did? Why?
And did.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah, I lied.
You lied to vote?
I lied and I wanted to vote. And I got
away with
it.
That would be the last thing I would have wanted to do at 16. I cared about boys, hairspray, and...
everybody knows I'm a crackpot.
Well, yes.
Yeah, I wanted to vote.
Oh, my gosh. You got to be kidding me.
My mother was very upset when the paperwork came calling me a registered voter.
Well, I would imagine. And you know what? I look at 16-year-olds right now. 16-year-olds wonder what to wear to school so they don't stand out from the crowd, okay? 16-year-olds don't even know the issues. Do you know what one of the things they want to pass for this is? They've been tossing this good idea around, that as long as they get 23% on their civics test in high school, if there's a civics course offered or history course, that they can vote.
One out of five.
One out of five. Yes.
That's pretty
and
good.
I'm sure the one question is, do you live in America?
Yeah.
Yes, I do. With all the rest wrong, I almost couldn't believe it. That was one of the things. Now, four cities let 16-year-olds right now. There's Maryland. There's Berkeley, of course. And so you're looking at the bookends of America. Of course, they're always the first ones to usher that in. But 16-year-olds to vote. Did you notice how Nancy Pelosi said it real quietly and rushed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've always been in favor of
it. 16-year-old. Yeah, okay. You know why? Because it's such a ridiculous idea. And you have to be searching pretty hardcore for votes if you're going to go to 16-year-olds. It's pretty hardcore. They'll do what their parents. It's like the parents double dipping for a vote. Is it not? Prove me wrong. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, when you can leave the house, put a roof over your head, food in your belly, take care of everything like that all by yourself.
Well, yeah.
Then you're going to have a taste of reality.
Well, like Uncle Milty was saying on the break, if you're 16, can you buy a gun? If you're 16, can you get married? Can you do all of those things at 16? But they want to give you the power to vote. Wow, I know. It is pretty lunatic, you have to admit. It's lunatic. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Thanks for the call, by the way. Go ahead.
Hey there, Kate.
Hi there.
I really like your program today. I had to chuckle because when you said, when you were talking about 16-year-olds voting in the civics class, I think why Pelosi wants that to go through so desperately is because most of the Democratic Party, that's them. They're describing.
Yeah.
You know, 16-year-olds, one in five.
Yes.
Well, I don't even know if Pelosi can get one in five.
I don't think she can.
But, you know, on that same wavelength, though, when you were talking about trying to get criminals out of our country, the problem I really think is that we have a Congress of criminals.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know which, I can't remember where I read it, but one of the nations outside the United States, they had it. They were fed up enough that they went in, and I love this idea.
Mm-hmm.
They went in with military, and they removed every single member of their Congress, seated member.
Yeah.
And they said, for right now, you are all under arrest because you all are in, you know, you have committed crimes against our country. And I would take it one step further in our country to go in and not only arrest all of them until they're proven innocent.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say, you know what, when you are found guilty, which most of them will be, of some, you know, embezzlement or shady deals, whatever the case is, you are going to be forced out of the United States. I'm not going to house you. I'm not going to feed you. As a taxpayer, I've given you enough money.
Yeah.
Number one, say that no way, under no means can you come back to America, and we're taking all your funds. Like, your family can stay here. That's just fine, but we need our money back.
Yep.
So you just go away. We're going to take our money back, and We'll see you later.
What country was it where they were putting them in trash cans? They were dumping them in big, huge dumpsters. Oh, and I was laughing because they, you know, well, they think they're going to get away with all of this. And that when they leave at $300 million, no one's going to suspect anything. And the thing is do we have honest journalism? No, because if we did, they'd be doing stories about it. Somebody leaves Congress, we know their salary, and they leave at $300 million and nobody questions it. It's amazing. They have their own credit union, and it's not even really part of America. It's District of Columbia. And it exceeds the largest credit union, which is the Navy credit union. It exceeds that 10 times over. And they never have to disclose. I mean, it's completely private. It's completely held. And they have their own credit union. Think about that. We don't even know. You know, we don't even understand. And we want 16-year-olds to vote because based on what their parents say. Because my kids would come to me and ask me who to vote for. Yeah, grown adults exactly. come to me and ask me who to vote for. Of course, my kids are. And so it's double dipping for the idiot adults out there that can't even answer one in five questions, right?
It's so we have a problem. Sad, but we really have to say, okay, when is enough enough? Because we're to the point now where, you know, we can't rely, well, Washington will not be, the Constitution will not be saved in Washington.
Yeah, I agree.
We just have to get over that and come up with a way to bring our rights back to the states and really just hunker down and say, okay, we're done.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, what are they trying to lower the age of consent to? Isn't it Europe? They're trying to lower it, and I can't remember what country it was, to 13.
Oh, my God.
Right? What if they came out and said 13 on can vote? Anyway, just food for thought.
How about this? How about we just make it so that, because, you know, we've got a lot of people who have big families.
Especially all over,
why
all over
the
country.
Why don't we just say, okay, we've got 12 kids.
We've got 12 kids.
Our vote counts 12 times.
Yep. Exactly. Thank you for the call.
And if you're pregnant, you get an extra vote.
Yes, and your gardener gets a vote, and your... Everyone gets a vote. It's vote Pelosi. It's vote whatever. Everybody gets to. Thank you. Really appreciate the call. It is really quite strange that they're calling for that. They've really run out of avenues. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Idiot.
Oh, that was not nice.
I didn't even hear it.
Idiot. That's what the caller said.
Who is he talking to?
I don't know. I guess us. I'm not sure. Yeah.
Well, idiot. I know he didn't call me an idiot.
Idiot.
No one in their right mind would call me an idiot.
Oh, man.
Wow.
You got to love these people.
Brave of them, though.
What's up?
It was brave of them.
It was. And they hung up real fast. You know, I actually, it's funny to me. I think what we're going to have to do is come up with a really good comic book, like an Avengers, here's how you vote, and here's how the Avengers voted. And then when the 16-year-old shows up to the poll, you just give them the comic book version. I think it would make sense. It would resonate. I'm just thinking outside the box, thinking of ideas.
No,
you know,
that's a good idea.
Put it in a comic book. They'll read it. Some of the adults will snag one. I mean, why not? Why not? I know that you out there know what you were like at 16. And I know that when you start thinking about that, you understand how you were at 16 years old. And as there have been only a few teens I've ever met that I would say, you know what, they'd probably be okay. But for the most part, our teenagers are not equipped for this. Pelosi, they don't have any other avenues. There's no other way to go. And they're so desperate now for a vote. I mean, even the person that just called up and said idiot, why do they listen to this show? I think she's called up before. I'm pretty sure she's called up before. And she keeps listening. So maybe we're making headway. I think actually she's probably listening to the show and finally making sense of things.
Would you like to know which countries have a legal voting age of 16?
Sure.
Nicaragua.
Well,
Ethiopia.
Well,
Ecuador. Cuba. Uh-huh. Cuba. Brazil. Yep. Austria. Scotland. And the Isle of Man.
Well, perfect.
That's it.
all glowing representations.
Especially
of
Cuba.
Republics, yes. Well, you know, your vote how you told, or point of a gun.
Wow.
I know. Well, all I can hope for is that even the person that called in, hopefully even she, will understand what America's supposed to stand for, should stand for, what it's about, the Electoral College. We're not communist lovers over here. We need to really stand for this country. We're running out of time to do this, too, and I really feel that strongly because the youth, the millennials and adults, are getting conned into the words of Elizabeth Warren and Bernie, and they're thinking that it sounds good. I don't know if we're just bored or if we just don't know. I think it's we just don't know our history. But Americans are being conned into this, and hopefully we'll remember what it's like to be an American.
You'll really know we're in trouble when they say you can't vote after the age of 60.
Oh, my gosh. Here's your demise pill. Yeah. There was a great piece about that, assisted suicide coming to fruition for those that are older, over the age of 75. Mm-hmm. They're really putting that out there, that over the age of 75, you have no value.
Yeah,
now,
none.
If you'll notice, if you've been noticing, instead of putting your eye on, you know, what the media is telling us to, but I've been noticing there's more and more and more literature, there's more and more articles out there kind of taking the age of 75 as pretty much, yeah, which is so ridiculous.
And I thought I was bad saying
harmful.
They need an extra test to get a driver's license.
Right. But, you know, I mean, I can see that. But at the same time, I don't think we realize some of the subliminal stuff that's going on and the stuff they just keep throwing out. So 75, I guess, is the age where, you know, you no longer, I don't know, you're no longer worthy of speaking. I don't know what that means. But it's harmful. It's so harmful to keep putting it out there. We're digesting this stuff,
yeah,
whether we like it or not. And you'll see as they, I will make, I'm not okay with predictions ever on this show, but I will make this tiny prediction. You will see more of that in films. You will see more of the over the age of 70, 75, what can we do to glorify you going away? You're going to see that more and more. As our baby boomers are dying out, the only ones as my generation and older, as we're looking at these generations dying out and not having even an inkling or understanding of our Constitution, and it's left to these progressives to teach, we really need to buckle down, really start teaching.
Yep.
Yeah. It's really one of the only answers to this. Thanks so much for listening. I love all your phone calls, even the one that said idiot. I love that one.
That was actually a good one.
I love that one. So funny to me. Anyway, we'll see y'all here tomorrow. And be faithful, be fearless. Everybody have a great night. Go spend some time with your families.